London-based Amnesty International slammed Saudi Arabia's human rights record in a report last week, arguing that under the pretext of defending national security, Saudi police had arrested thousands, holding many arbitrarily and in secret. Veteran Saudi Interior Minister Prince Nayef bin Abdulaziz defended his country's record in a speech to Saudi security forces, saying that terrorists manipulated by outside forces were killing their compatriots and that it is vital to fight back whatever the cost. He says that it is distressing to see the sons of our nation fighting against their own country and the religion. They are agents of outside forces, he contends, even if many do not know it. We fight with our hearts, he says, and give our lives to defend our nation, no matter what the cost, and our martyrs will be blessed for their sacrifice. Earlier this month, a Saudi criminal court tried and convicted more than 300 Al-Qaeda militants, sentencing one man to death. Saudi officials had been reluctant to try terrorists in court until recently, and legal proceedings are still not open to the public. Saudi King Abdullah initiated a program to rehabilitate terrorists, which he dubbed the Misguided Faction, back in 2005. Many repentant former terrorists have reportedly been released back into society. Many of those convicted recently were sentenced to house arrest in their hometowns, given travel bans and/or fines, according to the Saudi press agency. Amnesty International says the Saudi Interior Ministry arrested 9,000 terrorism suspects between 2003 and 2007, and more than 3,100 are still being held. Amnesty's Lamri Shirouf says that many arrests are arbitrary and some are clearly abusive.
Any act can be seen to be a terrorist act or supporting terrorist act. Thousands are detained in Saudi Arabia. Now, these thousands can be explained along a spectrum. One end of this spectrum is people who are held in connection with violent acts that have led to deaths and kidnappings that took place in Saudi Arabia between 2003 and 2007. But these people are held with not being given justice. For years now, they have not been given any facilities to challenge the legality of their detention, to have legal assistance, or to be tried in an open and transparent manner.
Shirouf also complains the Saudi government has arrested many intellectuals merely for criticizing the practice of arbitrary detentions.
At the other end of the spectrum are lawyers, journalists, writers, university professors who have said that to hold people like that is wrong and that is a failure of the government's human rights obligation. And for saying that, they have been seen to be either sympathizers of terrorism or terrorists themselves and are themselves detained, many of them held in solitary confinement. None of them is allowed to do anything. No one is safe from anti-terrorism measures adopted by Saudi Arabia because they are devoid of human rights safeguards that the UN requires.
Editor-in-Chief Jamal Khashoggi of the Saudi Daily Al-Watan insists the complaints by Amnesty International are exaggerated.
Basically, I think they went too far in saying there are abuse of human rights. They mixed up between political prisoners or prisoners of conscience and terrorists. The hundreds who have been arrested in Saudi Arabia in the last 5-6 years, 90% are terrorists. They are being held by Saudi laws which allow the government to arrest suspected individuals for up to 6 months. And then if there is a security reason, they can extend their arrest. Sometimes the government cannot be transparent for security reasons because we are right in the middle of the war against terrorism.
Khashoggi says Saudi Arabia is a tribal, family-oriented society and that many large families ask the government not to publicize the detention or trial of a family member so as not to embarrass the family. University of Paris political science professor Khatar Abu Diab points out the Saudi regime is founded on Islamic Sharia law and that one should be careful in comparing it with other regimes and legal systems across the world. He emphasizes many positive improvements have been initiated by King Abdullah during Saudi Arabia's war on terror.
la création d'une commission indépendante des droits de l'homme, les systèmes de réhabilitation des prisonniers.
He says that the creation of an independent human rights commission, the system of rehabilitating prisoners, and the initiation of a process of recourse against the morality police indicate progress in Saudi Arabia, even if the Saudi system is not ideal. Despite the mitigated picture, Abu Diab suggests there is room for improvement long-term with the creation of more non-governmental organizations, greater citizen participation in government, and less discrimination between different sects. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.